And I come in there, and Mom and I, back in them days there, they didn't know that they would, was something like it. They wouldn't think about carrying you to the doctor. Mama took me down and took a piece of fat meat off the hand or shoulder and beat it up and put it on my foot and tied a rag around it there. And that was supposed to draw all the poison out.
Would that be salty and...
Salty fat meat, that's right.
Sound, isn't it? Good medicine.
In fact, we used that to draw, you know, you stick a thorn in your foot there, and we'd put a piece of fat meat, and I'd draw it to the head there, and you could just open the hole up, mash it, splinter and jump out. I know that to be a fact.
It'll do the same thing on a ball.
Is that right?
You know,
but anyway...
Some of these doctors wouldn't appreciate me saying that.
I know, I was laying right out there in the hall, there. Mama done put me down a pallet there, and I was still crying with my foot there. And this colored fellow come there, and he had the nail. And nothing for him Mama to do but for him to put that nail up over the door facing there, that my foot would give way. And that's what Mama done to please him.
Have you ever heard that a man, I guess his leg, either injured, cut off, or else the doctor cuts it off, that the only way to get the pain out of the leg or out of the limb that's left is to bury the leg in a certain way?
No,
sir, I hadn't. Now, my uncle had a little boy that got his hand caught in a grist mill. Well, they first took it off right here, where blood poured and set up. Well, they waited too late there. And then they went up here and took it off, and they waited too late again, blood poured and gone up and killed. Mm-hmm. And his body, I've heard them say his body is buried in three different parts. Mm-hmm. Because the two parts appeared over there in my grandmother's garden, and his body was buried down in the cemetery.
But there's talking about colored people being superstitious. A lot of them are still superstitious working at the nursing home.
But Faye, they're not. No, they're not.
Well, now some of them
not,
are.
The young ones there.
The young ones are not, but this one, I'd say she's middle age. And she's been working a year this week. And if she thinks somebody's fixing to die, you can't get her in that room. And she won't go in that room unless she just absolutely has to. And somebody's just better go with her to be sure that she goes and does what she's supposed to if a person dies. She's not going to go nowhere about them.
Well,
and she don't like
what?
To go in the room after the person dies for a while.
I started to work for Mr. Shackford Undertaker, and I lasted a week. I didn't mind them bombing. That didn't bother me the least bit. But one night there, about 12 o'clock there, Ralph Moss, the head boy called me and said, Ralph, we've got a body at Memphis we've got to go down and pick up. He's out at the Veterans Hospital. But they're going to form an autopsy on him. Said, that's supposed to be done until we get there, and we're supposed to pick the body up and bring him on back and bomb him. I said, all right. So he picked me up here at 12. By the time we got down there, they were just starting on the forming the autopsy, a young intern. And that was enough for me right there. Mm-hmm. That was enough for me. Mm-hmm. I made it fine. Watching him open the mine up like that, I mean, I hit him. But when he went to work on that head there, I hit the door. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stand. That would
be hard to go through.
But you know, I wish lots of times though, Mr. told me that now Robert said you know different than anybody else. A doctor that goes through the same thing, all my other boys have gone through the same thing. Said if you stay with me 2 weeks, said you can eat up on top of that casket.